The Huron County Prosecutor's Office is drawing attention to January as National Human Trafficking Prevention Month. Officials emphasize that trafficking, which uses force, fraud, or coercion to exploit victims, occurs in rural communities, not just urban areas. Prosecuting attorney Timothy J. Rutkowski stressed that public awareness is essential for identifying victims and preventing crimes. When people know what to look for and how to report concerns, we increase our ability to protect victims and hold offenders accountable, he stated. The office encourages residents to wear blue on January 11th for Wear Blue Sunday to show support for trafficking survivors. Anyone who suspects trafficking should call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888 or contact local law enforcement. Anonymous reports are accepted. Additional details are available at HuronCountyProsecutor.com. And a parking mishap at a Lexington mobile home community resulted in a major fire that destroyed two residences and two vehicles on the evening of December 23rd. According to Lexington Police Chief Larry Sheldon, a 65-year-old woman lost control while trying to park at her home in the North Shore Mobile Home Park on Main Street around 8:45 p.m. Her vehicle struck both her own residence and a neighboring home, damaging a natural gas meter in the process. The ruptured gas line ignited immediately, with flames quickly engulfing both mobile homes and two nearby vehicles. Emergency crews from multiple agencies responded to the two-alarm incident. The driver sustained injuries and received medical attention at the scene before being arrested on suspicion of intoxicated driving. She was later released from custody while authorities await toxicology results. A resident of the second home was inside when the fire started, reporting she was knocked from her couch by an initial blast followed by additional explosions. She managed to evacuate through a rear exit, though multiple pet cats perished in the blaze. One firefighter required hospital treatment for injuries sustained during the response. The residential structures and vehicles were completely destroyed in the incident. Three Tuscola County communities were awarded grant funding for roadway projects. The city of Cara received the most funding with the awarding of $250,000 for the East Sherman Street project. The village of Mayville received $185,000 for work to be done on Orchard Street and Lincoln Street. The village of Fairgrove received $144,581 for work to be done on West Street and the Slack Road Bridge. The funding for those programs came from the Community Service Infrastructure Fund, Category B Grant Program. The grant funds can be used for street work, road resurfacing, culvert replacement, crack sealing, and other preventative efforts on highways. And that was your news for the hour. You can always get your news, weather, and obituaries at thumbnet.net.